This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
All right, Super Bowl 59, inching closer. Of course, you know the big game, that game, the one that you bet a lot of money on and eat a lot of buffalo wings and pizza and probably drink a lot of beer, all the stuff that I'm trying to avoid. Yeah, baby. It's Sunday in New Orleans. Joining us now from SoomerSports.com. They do a tremendous job. We had Lindsey Rhodes on yesterday, and we've had Sean Syed on a number of times, and he's really smart, and he does excellent work breaking things down, all things NFL, and we'll get to the Commanders in a sec. Make sure you give him a follow on Twitter, at Syed, that's S-Y-E-D, Schemes. I think you know how to spell that, at Syed Schemes, SoomerSports.com. Sean Syed is with us. Sean, it's Chris Russell here in D.C. Nice to talk to you again. How are you, pal?
Chris, I'm doing really well. You know, you can feel the energy throughout Radio Row. You have former players walking around. You have current players walking around. I think everyone's really, really excited what I think is going to be an awesome game on Sunday.
Yeah, no doubt about it. And I know you guys are doing lots of cool things at SoomerSports.com between the audio and the breakdowns and the video breakdowns on social media. So, again, make sure everybody goes to SoomerSports.com, at SoomerSports on Twitter or X. And Sean, again, is at Syed Schemes. All right, so let's get... you know, to this, you mentioned the buzz, obviously, starting to build. I think it's just a bunch of baloney that people aren't into this matchup. I understand it from a Washington perspective. They don't want to root for the Eagles because the Eagles just spanked the Commanders in the NFC Championship game. It's a division rival, all that. I think it's baloney that people aren't into this game. I think this game is going to be fantastic. I have no idea who's going to win. I mean, I'm leaning, Sean, towards the Eagles, but that's the point, is I don't have a strong feeling, and I could see 100 different scenarios playing out in this one.
Look, I'm on the same page as you. I do not buy into the, oh, it's the least popular Super Bowl, or people aren't going to watch it. I think, you know, let's wait until Tuesday afternoon when those TV ratings come in. I'm sure the NFL is going to be very happy with everyone spending their Sunday at 6 o'clock watching that game. And like you said, there's so many fun things, I think, that could happen. There's so many great storylines between Mahomes' three-peat, between, I'm sure Commanders fans thought Sirianni was going to get fired earlier this year. This guy may get a Super Bowl ring
right
after coming to the Super Bowl a few years back. I think there's just so many individual matchups also that are really interesting just from a watching perspective that are going to be cool in this game.
All right, let's get to this big picture then. You mentioned Sirianni. I think he's underrated, but I'm not a big coaching guy. I usually blame it on or give credit to the players, but I understand. In this one, right, if I told you I'm going to give you the best head coach, the better head coach, the better quarterback, and I'll go one step further, the better place kicker, Sean, it would scream Kansas City, but I don't feel that way because I think Philadelphia top to bottom is the better and more talented and deeper team. Is that a fair analysis?
I think it's a great analysis. When you look at what Howie Roseman has done this year between bringing in Vic Fangio, a defensive coordinator, between up and down on the roster. You look at all 22 spots on offense and defense, as you mentioned, that kicker spot would lean toward Kansas City as well. But a lot of those spots, you would rather have the Eagles player.
Right.
Now, like you mentioned, the head coach, the quarterback, a lot of times that does just define the results of these games. But you think a little bit about how the Chiefs played against the Bills, where, look, Chris, the Bills were in the spot to win that game against the Chiefs, where the Chiefs
were able
to make a stop late. Yeah, I think the Eagles are better than the Bills in some important aspects of this game. That, to me, look, you know, I don't want to spoil it all, but I also am leaning towards the Eagles in this game. And, look, no one gets bonus points for picking against Patrick Mahomes, but the three-peat storyline is great. For me, it does feel like you have an Eagles team that is really constructed in a special way.
Yeah, and you know, like, I know the NFL has got, which has drove me crazy that they acknowledged all the maniacs out there that are, you know, saying people are cooking up games for the Chiefs and that's the only way they win. To me, the only way the Chiefs win this game over the better team, which, again, we just outlined, is by not beating themselves, which they normally don't do. So that means, at least the way I see it, is Kansas City one turnover or less. Kansas City, I don't know, four or five penalties, no more. Kansas City, again, not having Harrison Butker miss a makeable kick or an extra point, something like that. Is it as simple as Kansas City not beating themselves? Or do you think they have to be something, I don't know, kind of different than they have been for much of the year, quite honestly?
I do think they're going to have to be a little bit different because the Eagles defense is so good. To me, it's the best defense across the league this entire season. I think that watching Xavier Worthy grow for the Chiefs offense has been really fun. I think you can use them in a few ways that maybe is able to take advantage of that Eagles defense. I just think that if you're in that kind of tight sort of game, the Eagles defense can make a stop when they need to, and then it comes down to three Jalen Hurts throws. You're going to have to be able to make those as that game is winding down. If you're an Eagles fan, you want to see them win.
Your colleague Lindsey Rhodes was on with me yesterday from Sumer Sports. You guys do a great job. Obviously, again, please consume all the content. Sumer Sports down at the Super Bowl and nice enough to share their analysts with us for perspective. She said, hey, man, like Devontae, like there's going to be a lot of focus with McDuffie against A.J. Brown, presumably, right? And Spags and the blitzing defense and all that stuff. But one area that the Eagles could have an advantage in the passing game, if Jalen Hurts, if they could stand up and if he could pray, or if he could roll out and extend plays like he did in the NFC Championship game and he was on, was Devontae Smith. I said, well, okay, yes, the pass history, Devontae Smith would speak highly, and I think that could even be a bigger factor because last year in this game, they had L'Jarius Sneed. He's now in Tennessee. I know they've replaced him. I know that pass rush is really good, and that helps any corner, but to me, that is an advantage that the Eagles might possibly have in the passing game, and if they can hit that, and maybe, I don't know, Devontae Smith can be somewhere in the neighborhood of 80, 90 yards and maybe a score, that could tip the favor, the scales a little bit.
When you look at the way that Devontae Smith has performed against the Chiefs the last few times that they've played, he's had a bunch of good games. And like you mentioned, you know, you don't have L'Jarius Sneed anymore, who was a huge problem for A.J. Brown when they played in the regular season last season.
Yep.
You have, of course, Trent McDuffie, who, you know, would you put him on A.J. Brown? Would you maybe put Jalen Watson, who's a little bit of a bigger body type, on A.J. Brown? You could have that. But McDuffie's really lining up outside. And if you get Devontae Smith into the slot the way that I think Kellen Moore would really like to, you know, in front of his potential hometown fan or home team fans, taking that same stab next season. I do think that's a way for them to really be able to attack because, I don't know, you think about the guys that are potentially playing the slot for the Chiefs, that's just not a place that I would feel happy about if it's not McDuffie. So how is the Chiefs use Trent McDuffie? Are they using him a little bit on blitzes as well? I think that will be cool to watch.
That's a good point, Sean Syed with us. And you know, the tight ends in this game are really interesting because, you know, Goddard, when he's healthy, is a very productive guy, but people don't think about him. Kelce, I thought, you know, I thought, oh, here we go again. He had, I think it was a big Christmas Day game in Pittsburgh, had the pretty good, darn good game against Houston in the divisional round, but then really wasn't a factor against Buffalo in the AFC Championship. And now you go, you say, hey, that's secondary, C.J. Gardner-Johnson. Zach Bond, obviously, has had a great year at the linebacker spot for the Eagles. I don't know if Kelce's going to be the typical, normal weapon that he is in these big games for the Kansas City Chiefs.
It's interesting because Kelce has found, I think, a good way to really preserve his body through the entire season where you're not able to take as many hits just kind of game after game. So for him to be at a level, I think, is it going to look like some of the past seasons? Maybe not, but I think about how, I mean, you know, we don't want to break up the NFC Championship game too much, but Zach Ertz was able to have a lot of success against the Eagles. A lot of times it felt like you end up kind of match up with Breeze Blankenship in man-to-man kind of type situation. So it's going to be on the Eagles to figure out what do you do with Kelce when Kelce has that kind of two-way go. He's just running into open space. It feels like he's not even running a route because he's just kind of feeling out what the defense is doing. I do think that the Eagles have been so good over the middle of the field between their linebackers and between their safeties and pass coverage. It feels like they're hopefully going to be at least prepared. But whatever happens, it feels like Kelce's going to catch the ball, he's going to run for a bunch of yards, and you're maybe hoping to pop one out.
Do you expect Spagnuolo to be, I guess, maybe more aggressive than he normally is, right? I mean, if I'm not mistaken, they didn't, and I was traveling back and watching bits and pieces, they didn't blitz Josh Allen a ton, but there's a difference to me between blitzing Josh Allen and blitzing Jalen Hurts. Not to say that Jalen Hurts isn't good, not to say that he can't run away, and not to say that he can't extend it, but to me, he's more of an inconsistent passer, so I would be likely, if I was calling things, to blitz him more than say, maybe I blitz Josh Allen. Do you expect Spags to, again, be super aggressive, ultra aggressive, or kind of moderately aggressive?
I think I expect Spags to be aggressive, but just in a little bit of a different way, where when you're blitzing and playing man coverage on the outside, you're really putting a lot on your cornerback's plate. And let me tell you who's really good against man coverage is A.J. Brown. Mm-hmm. So if you're playing man coverage on the outside, that's going to be a situation. But if you get into some of those zone pressure situations, that's been a lot more difficult for Hurts, where, look, it's hard to find those answers. When you're in five-man pass protection with just your offensive line, sometimes you get a linebacker running free and putting you in a tough situation. So I would expect to see those zone blitzes, and it's really going to define this game to me. If the Eagles, if they get into must-pass situations, are you able to just deal with it in some sort of way where you're able to convert a few of those third and sixes, a few of those third and sevens? Because if you can't and you're going to be in for a long day, I'm sure Spags will be saving something for just a little bit later in the game, but I would certainly expect a bunch of zone blitzes from him in this one.
Right, and with that, though, does the screen game or the quick game kind of fold in okay to that for the Eagles, in your opinion, or do they need, again, those one-on-one matchups that you were just kind of mentioning with A.J. Brown and others to really have their offense flip? Meaning, if Spags is dropping guys out into zones and maybe they're not ultra-aggressive coming after Jalen Hurts, and maybe he holds on to the ball a little bit because he's scrambling a little bit trying to find a window, you know, again, does that favor them, or do you think that favors the Chiefs?
No, it's just going to be, man, it's such a tough one to kind of figure out. I think you'd like to get man-to-man coverage type situations overall. The screen game is usually a good way to answer that. The problem is, though, the Chiefs are really, really good against
right.
screens. Those guys were really coming up fast to make those tackles. The last time the Eagles played the Chiefs, you see that almost have an interception against the screen. That's how fast those guys are moving. The quick game, though, when you get some of those slants, some of those quick in-breaking routes, some of those 5 yards turn around, let's get the ball on A.J. Brown right away, that feels like a positive answer, where even if they're playing zone coverage, you try and turn it into kind of like a one-on-one matchup just a little bit. So it feels like the screen game, they're going to certainly try. I would be interested to see if they're able to have some positive results considering how good the Chiefs are at defending them.
When we saw Patrick Mahomes and Andy Reid lose the Super Bowl, was that, I guess, the 2021 Super Bowl down in Tampa to the Buccaneers, it was because the Buccaneers' pass rush. The Eagles' pass rush, I don't think, is quite as good, maybe, as that Buccaneers' pass rush, but it's damn good, obviously starting with Jalen Carter. Do you think they have the horses, even though Fangio doesn't like to blitz a lot, to harass Patrick Mahomes, as much as maybe Tampa did that day, with the caveat being, you know, again, Jalen Carter, I don't think he played in this game 2 years ago. He played in the regular season game, but not in the Super Bowl, right? Because he wasn't drafted just then. Meaning, like, Philadelphia, do they have the horses to really kind of harass Patrick Mahomes all game long?
The way the Buccaneers dealt with it, it's a unique kind of blitzing philosophy. So that's, of course, as you mentioned, it's different than what Vic Fangio wants to do. I do think, though, that the Eagles are going to be able to have a mismatch over that left guard spot where you have Caliendo filling in there when Tooney is bumping out to left tackle.
Right.
You're usually going to see Milton Williams from the Eagles over that left guard. I would love for Fangio to bump Carter and Williams, to switch those guys. I talked to their defensive line coach this week. I talked to a few of their players this week. And, you know, Jalen Carter prefers to be over the right guard. That's just the way that he, I think, from a stance perspective, really likes to attack. But if you can move him around, if you can do something to manipulate it, same time, the Eagles have this, like, fun little thing where Carter will kind of fake like he's going on a stunt and then cut inside. They did it against the Rams for a huge sack late in the game. They did it against the Rams earlier in the season. I also think, you know, Juwan Taylor against Nolan Smith, that could be a situation where Nolan Smith is able to continue his really hot streak from having a bunch of sacks in the playoffs. It's going to be about finishing those pressures, though. I do think they'll be able to generate pressure, but if they're not able to finish sacks, then it might not mean anything.
All right, Sean Syed with us from Sumer Sports does a tremendous job. Again, make sure you follow him on Twitter, at Syed Schemes. That's S-Y-E-D, Schemes. And, of course, check out Sumer Sports, both on Twitter, at Sumer Sports and SumerSports.com. They do a tremendous job, all sorts of stats, analysis, and podcasts and everything covering the NFL and Super Bowl 59. So, all right, one more, I guess, game-related for you. I mean, I could ask you a million different things. When you look at Saquon Barkley, we know how talented he is. We know he can turn 5 into 50, 6 into 60. He did it on the first play against the Washington Commanders. He's done it a number of times this year. Do you think Kansas City has, with Chris Jones and with Karlaftis and the other guys and the linebackers that they have, do you think they are the defense that's perfectly built to control and limit Saquon, or do you think he's just going to basically, if you give him 22, 23 carries, he's just going to pop one no matter how good the defense is?
It does feel like no matter how good the defense is that you're going to be able to get a Saquon Barkley home run, but the Chiefs' run defense is not by any means the best run defense in the league. I think to that AFC Championship game where in the middle of the game you have the Bills just pushing guys over on the inside, and Chris Jones sometimes when he's on the sideline, maybe that's really your time to be able to attack. And like I do think you run at Chris Jones early in the game, you kind of knock his stamina down just a little bit. That can help you out later in the game if he's not able to make some of those pass rush moves that he is going to just win on against everyone. So I think that when I look at the Eagles offensive line, I worry a little bit about that right guard spot with Mekhi Becton against Chris Jones, a little bit maybe more in pass protection than in a run game. But there's been situations in the run game where Mekhi's going the wrong way. He's had a really good season, earned himself a lot of money going into free agency this year. Overall, though, I think the Eagles run game versus Chiefs defense matchup, I favor the Eagles. It's hard to look at everything what we've seen this season, how the Chiefs defense played in the AFC Championship game, and think anything else.
Yeah, it's a good point. It's a good point, no doubt about it. All right, so, Sean, I got to, before I let you run, and I appreciate your time, got to ask you about Myles Garrett. Surprise! He is really popular and going to be the target of a lot of teams, and the Browns say, which a lot of teams have said, so I don't believe it for one second, we're not going to trade him. He wants out. He identified Washington as a place that he would like to potentially be, but, you know, smart enough to understand that how this works, right? There's going to be a lot of teams in pursuit of him. Ultimately, if you were Washington or one of the contending teams, what would you be willing to pay? I said the other day, it starts at 2 first-round picks, and I'm thinking a player as a sweetener, or you might have to go to 3 first-round picks. Where are you at on that?
I mean, first of all, yes, make that move. Like, put everything on the table, Miles. He's been walking around Radio Row. Everyone from every single fans of teams, radio stations are yelling, hey, do you want to be an Eagle? Hey, do you want to be a Commander?
Yeah.
And kind of just push him in a little direction. Also, first, like, how crazy is it that, Chris, we talked last year, I don't think we would have been thinking about the top players in the league, thinking about the Commanders as well. Anything. So
correct.
That is very cool. For me, you make the Browns say no to you. Yeah, I agree with you. You start with 2 first-round picks. I think ultimately, if it ends up being a trade, it's like 2 firsts and maybe a third, maybe 2 firsts and a second, or something of that nature. I would absolutely make Andrew Berry try and say no to me, really make it happen, because look, your best outcome in the draft is a player like Myles Garrett. So it would be nice if the Commanders are able to make that happen. I don't know. It's tough when you think about the Commanders having a later pick in the first round, which is, of course, a sign of a great season, but that might not be as sweet for the Browns. Maybe they're trying to get something a little bit further in the future. Or if you have a team like, I don't know, maybe New England, that you're already up top at that fourth pick and you're able to offer that. But the Commanders have that quarterback spot already settled. It's such an advantage in team building. So I would love I'm going to throw 2 first-to-3rd and a player and see what Andrew Berry says to that.
And one last one. Are you a Cooper Kupp believer still, or are you a little bit out on Cooper Kupp because of age, injuries, all that?
I think it depends what you consider being in on Cooper Kupp. Do I expect him to be, you know, a number one receiver? I don't. You know, I think even going into this season, when we looked at some of our tracking metrics, just seeing how he's moving, how he's separating, it doesn't look the same, unfortunately. Of course, as receivers are continuing to go through their career, I think he can be a productive, you know, maybe a third down option where you have him on some of those choice routes where he's just such a smart player too, where he can understand leverage and break away from it to be a positive force for Dan Daniels. I'm not, you know, unloading the entire bank or really burning a ton of picks, but I think it could be a positive where the Commanders, you know, could use more receivers, certainly. Where if you have Kerr, you have Cooper Kupp. Now we're starting to talk about a receiving group that is something to work with.
Yeah, especially because De'Ami Brown's a free agent. Olamide Zaccheaus is a free agent. Zach Ertz is a free agent. Jamison Crowder's a free agent. So they certainly have a need there. There's no doubt. But Terry McLaurin, again, is clearly number one. Sean, as always, great to catch up with you. Excellent stuff. You guys are doing awesome work down there. The whole crew, we're going to have Sam on tomorrow. We had Lindsay on yesterday. Thanks to Matt, obviously, for coordinating all of that. We love you guys and appreciate all your hard work.
Thanks so much. Really, really appreciate it.
There you go. That is Sean Syed from SoomerSports.com. Make sure you follow him again on Twix, as the kids call it, at Syed Schemes. That's S-Y-E-D Schemes, at Syed Schemes right there. They're doing, again, tremendous work from down at the Super Bowl, and he was Sean's work was featured in Bill Barnwell's Super Bowl game preview, which obviously a lot of people consume and product and break down. We will do so as well. On the other side, 220 on the Team 980. I think Craig Hoffman is going to stop by right around 3 o'clock, it looks like, because he's in the office early. So we'll talk a little bit of Super Bowl. We'll talk a little bit of Commanders. We'll talk a little bit about the NBA trade deadline, which is still to come right here on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's. So thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy!
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Heck, I timed that just right. I was in the kitchen doing some important work, the Lord's work. I was filling up the coffee machine, the Keurig machine that Miss Ivy bought us.
I never had a doubt in my mind, Chris.
Yeah, I mean, somehow I said, you know, I got a radio show to do. I better get my fat ass back into the studio, which is like a mile away. So I'm getting my steps in. I'm filling up the reservoir tank for the new Keurig machine. Very important people. I'm just telling you, in this building, anybody that can hear me, like, you know, I don't know if anybody listens to little old 980 around here. But I'm telling you, people, if you're going to use the Keurig machine, like part of the response, part of being a good neighbor, part of being a good teammate, part of being a good civilian is to not make the rooster have to fill up the water reservoir tank during the 3-minute commercial breaks that we have over here on the Team 980. Either that, or you can extend the breaks out to like 6 or 7 minutes, maybe an endorsement or two. That would be nice. And then I'll fill up the reservoir tank.
See, I thought you were going to say, like, take the Keurig out, like, after you're done using it, but
the little cup, you mean?
Yeah,
well, they don't do that either.
Exactly.
But so here's the deal, AMAC. So while you were gone on Tuesday, Miss Ivy, who runs the whole place, wonderful lady, right? She very kindly bought us a new Keurig machine and a new external ice maker because our ice machines and the refrigerators and the freezers suck. So she was very kind to do that. So I walk in there, and there's no water in the reservoir tank for the Keurig machine. There's a already used punctured cup still in the little K-cup thing, which is normal. And on top of that, you want to guess where there was no water? In addition to the Keurig machine?
What else?
That would be the external ice maker. There's no water in there so that the external ice maker can make ice cubes so that people can have ice.
Wow, you're a man of many jobs, apparently.
I am very flawed, but occasionally skilled.
Yeah.
Occasionally. And I timed it perfectly. Anyway, that was my commercial break. That was my adventure. And I went to go use the microwave to heat up my previous cup of coffee, but somebody was using the microwave, so I couldn't do that. Which led me to the Keurig machine to just put fresh coffee into my older coffee, which I brought in from Dunkin' Donuts. Anyway, not that anybody cares. But that's the way it goes. Listen, I could barely stay awake on the way home, right? I mean, I'm always like, oh my God, this commute is never ending. You know, it's about an hour and 40 minutes roughly on a decent day. And now that I'm going back to the gym again, I'm extra wiped, and I just like sit there like a zombie. So I need all the caffeine I can get. And, you know, so I was just like, well, you know, like a little bit of fresh caffeine on top of older caffeine that I spent $3.70 on this morning on my way in. That'll work. That'll make the older caffeine hot. But what it really does in reality is it adds hot coffee or hot liquid to it. It does make the existing liquid hotter, but ultimately it makes the new and the old not as hot as you'd ideally like it. So basically, like, I need to figure out the law of physics, which is to probably microwave the older stuff first, 30 seconds, get it a little hotter than it is, then add the new, and then you have a closer, I guess, a closer range of temperature. So therefore, the whole thing then melds together in a nice hot cup of coffee.
Can I persuade you to join the cold brew side? Cold brew, or maybe perhaps iced coffee.
Well, so again, iced coffee is great if you have ice, which currently right now we don't have.
Got you.
One, I am a big iced coffee guy during the warmer months. I still love my hot coffee in the morning, but like generally after my first hot cup of coffee in the morning to wake my ass up, my tired old ass, I'm definitely much more of an iced guy. Now, the cold brew, I don't understand what the difference is between iced coffee and cold brew. Do you know?
Yeah, I got you.
It's, right? What is it, steamed with or steeped with?
Yes. So right? It's basically like a tea bag. Uh-huh. Like you let it soak, and the idea is that you don't burn the beans, so you get more of the flavor from the coffee.
Okay. So that's why cold brew is more expensive than iced coffee, because it's a little bit more of a...
your nose is in the air a little bit. It's like you almost want to say it with a French accent.
Yeah. So you're a big cold brew guy?
Big cold brew guy.
Will you drink hot coffee at all?
I've had some this morning, but there's been times where it's under 30 and I'm still like, give me that cold brew. I need it.
So now, is it cold brew or bust, or can you have iced coffee as well? Meaning, is it cold brew only, or is it cold brew, iced coffee, hot coffee, like 1, 2, 3?
So I think I would go cold brew, then hot coffee, and then iced
coffee. Really? Yeah. Interesting.
And I think because you can... I sound so pretentious saying this. Like,
it's okay. It's all right. We're in radio. I mean, if you think we're pretentious, you should check out the Junkies.
I can taste the difference between
just a cold teasing,
brew.
Boys.
I can taste the difference between a cold brew and iced coffee.
I understand that.
No, it's like if I'm gonna do. Like,
you're talking about you're looking for more for the richness and the flavor of the beans, obviously, which is what they're trying to achieve with the cold brew.
Yes, okay. And it's a little bit more caffeine, so I get that jump and jitter. But if it's cold outside, then my mind goes to I might as well just go hot coffee here. But if it's warmer weather, then I'll go two would be iced.
How old are you?
29. Yeah.
All right, so I got 22 years on you. I would be willing to bet. I would be willing to bet when you're old as beep, like me, I'd be willing to bet that you're going to change your philosophy a little bit more when you're like in the winter months. Let's just say the winter months, maybe the fall, late-ish fall, winter months, early-ish spring, to hot coffee primarily, but a bolder brew of hot coffee. Because it sounds like you are a taste and a bean connoisseur person, fan, so you're going to want a hotter variety to warm you up because, man, your bones hurt, everything hurts, like just you're sore, whatever. And you're looking for that little punch of not only caffeine, but taste.
Yeah, and I think there are times where I can find like a good spot, like, oh, this brewery or this coffee spot is good. Let me go here for that. But it's hard to find like a hot coffee. I sound so pretentious. I'm giving myself a headache talking.
Yeah, it's okay. It's all right. It's a little thing called life. It's a little thing called coffee is very important on this radio show. Like, I'm just not going to hide from it. I mean, like, there's only so much we can talk about the Wizards and Super Bowl 59 and Myles Garrett. Coffee is very important.
Yeah.
So, you're not pretentious by any means. I'm with you. I understand coffee is life. I mean, God knows I'm fueled by a lot of things. Coffee is one of them. It's probably not as good for me as I want to convince my brain of, but that's okay. It's better than some of the other stuff that I could consume and therefore want. Anyway, all right, so that's the long journey. Now we have to do a trending alert, and then we will get back to the radio program. Yes, indeed, we will, boys and girls, because the NBA trade deadline is coming down the pike, so we have more to update you on right here, right now on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app. All right, the Wizards making a deal earlier today. They get a future first-round pick, the 2026 first-round pick, which is the less favorable of Oklahoma City or Houston and the Clippers, the less favorable of that pick, and Reggie Jackson, a veteran guard, 34, for Jared Butler, and four future second-round picks with all sorts of conditions attached to them, but the years 2027, 2028, 2030, two second-round picks, again, in 2030, as the Wizards make another move. The Lakers getting center Mark Williams from the Charlotte Hornets in exchange for first-round pick from last year, Dalton Knecht, who, if I'm not mistaken, was the number 16 overall pick last year by the Lake Show. There you have that. Those are the big deals so far today as the trade deadline comes to a head. Still nothing on Kevin Durant just yet. But, of course, Jimmy Butler was the headliner late last night. He goes to the Golden State Warriors. Meanwhile, from football, sad news. On this Thursday of Super Bowl week, longtime Bears owner and matriarch Virginia Hallis McCaskey has passed away at the age of 102. She had owned the Bears since her father's death on Halloween of 1983. So sad news there for the Bears. And how about Rick Spielman? Remember, he was involved in the hiring of Adam Peters and, to a lesser degree, Dan Quinn. Well, now the former Vikings general manager is joining the New York Jets front office, where he actually interviewed for their GM job. And that's what's trending. I was a little late this time. Try to manipulate the clock as much as I can, but walking back into a little Jackson 5 is never a bad thing, and a semi-fresh cup of coffee. Welcome back, everybody. Good to have you with us. Are you ready to win big and live it up in Sin City? That's right. Of course you are. It's the Slam Dunk in Vegas on the Team 980. Listen for your chance to win a flyaway trip to Las Vegas with three friends and $20,000 in spending money for the first two rounds of the college basketball tournament. You will stay at the Circa Resort and Casino, Las Vegas's premium sports viewing destination, and visit the biggest March Hoops party at Stadium Swim. Winning is easy. Download the free Odyssey app, log in, listen to the Team 980 for a chance to win the experience of a lifetime. Listen each day for an hour to earn your daily entry. This is a national contest. More details available at odyssey.com/slam dunk. So there you go with that. Just keeping an eye on, again, the NBA trade deadline. One trade that I forgot to mention, Cavaliers, who are here tomorrow night against the suddenly resurgent Wizards, as we talked about all through hour number one, have landed from the Atlanta Hawks DeAndre Hunter in a package for Caris LeVert, George Niang. Is that how you say his name? Niang? Three second-round picks and two pick swaps. Hunter going to the Cavaliers, having a career year, 19 points, 6.7 three-point attempts, three-point percentage, just over 39%. So that is interesting for them. Don't know if he'll be in uniform tomorrow night. Sometimes these things take, obviously, with physicals and travel and all that, a little bit to work out, but maybe a chance that he will be in uniform for the Cavaliers tomorrow night here in Washington for the Wizards. All right, let's get back to it on the phones. We can mix it up. Super Bowl 59. You heard what Sean Syed said about Myles Garrett. He's talking about two first-round picks, maybe a pick and a player, basically is what you might have to go to win a derby. You know, you got to figure, right? Philadelphia is going to be interested. You got to think Buffalo is probably going to be interested. Now you would normally wipe out, again, you would wipe out the division teams. The Steelers don't need him. As good as Myles Garrett is, that's one thing they've got is really good edge rushers in Pittsburgh. So the Bengals could certainly use him to pair with Trey Hendrickson, but that's not happening. Who else am I forgetting about? Oh, and the Ravens. Again, that would be an ideal spot, a spot that he thinks he could probably win a Super Bowl, but they're not trading him in the division, I don't think, unless the Ravens just, again, slam everybody out of the water, which doesn't seem like the Ravens. So you'd figure at least one, maybe two contenders are eliminated realistically and logically there. But you still have to worry about all the others, right? What about the Chargers, who it looks like they're going to let Khalil Mack walk? And you can certainly make an argument that you could win a Super Bowl there with Justin Herbert, Harbaugh. They made the playoffs. You replace Khalil Mack. It's an upgrade. You certainly, Derwin James, so on and so forth, right? So I think that's a potential. I don't see Kansas City win or lose on Sunday because of Karloftis, because of Chris Jones. You just can't have everybody. But I can't rule out Kansas City, even though I don't see it. In the NFC, you would think, right? Again, Philadelphia, Washington. He's not going to the Giants. The Cowboys, there's no way. I don't think they can, unless they decide to give up on Micah Parsons. Now, that would be the only way I think the Cowboys could get involved in there. But you got the Lions, who obviously have Aiden Hutchinson coming off a significant injury. They did acquire Za'Darius Smith, who was with Myles Garrett in Cleveland. Not sure if he's a free agent or not. You've got, again, some free agent potentials out there, like DeMarcus Lawrence, like Chase Young, like Khalil Mack at 34. So not everybody, of course, is going to be able to get Myles Garrett, but he's the bell of the ball, and then everybody else will fall into line. So what is Washington going to have to pay? Again, I'd love to say, well, just because he admitted that, hey, Washington's intriguing, which everybody got all up in a lather, Washington's intriguing for him. That doesn't mean that it's intriguing for the Cleveland Browns, right? The Cleveland Browns, who have publicly said they will not trade him. That does not mean that they won't trade him, okay? But they publicly said that they will not trade him or don't want to trade him, are going to be asking for, again, a king's ransom because they know it's the best defensive player in the game. They know it's arguably one of the top 3 to 5 players, period, regardless of position. They know it's a reasonable contract. They know it's a reasonable age. He's not 33, 34. He's 29. They know he's durable. So what is Cleveland going to be asking for? Well, if I don't want to trade Myles Garrett, and even though I don't want to get into a urination contest about him reporting to training camp in August or late July, and I certainly could be looking at that, if I'm Cleveland, guys, I can't for Myles Garrett, with the amount of attention he's going to garner, I can't do this for anything less than probably 2 first-round picks, a player of some type, and maybe a second or at a third-round pick. If not, 3 first-round picks and maybe more. And you have to counterbalance that all by, hey, man, I don't want to take back a lot of salary. Right, I want to rebuild through the draft, reload through the draft. So I don't know if my idea earlier in the week of Daron Payne works because of the salary that either Washington would have to offset and take part of, or you would have to take on. I don't think that works. I could be wrong, but I don't think that works. You're not taking on just somebody else's garbage in return, right? So the compensation has to come from the draft and or player that you desire. I mean, a player that you desire could be a quarterback. But, I mean, let's be honest. What good quarterback is going to get traded, right? I mean, unless they have a hankering for a backup quarterback that's under contract on your roster and they somehow think, oh, that's the guy that can carry us because you can't count on Deshaun Watson. Obviously, DTR is not the answer. You know, so, I mean, there's all these different things. Here's what I know. Washington is going to have to spend more than ideally any fan or any GM is going to want to. And, again, the bottom level is 2 first-round picks. I'd be stunned if it's anything less than 2 first-round picks. And if it is, it's a first-round pick, it's a second round, it's a third round, it's a fourth round, it's a player, like all from this draft, and a player of decent note. Like if it's not, again, 2 first-round picks as a minimum, that's the only way I could see it, which we discussed that scenario yesterday. And for Washington, they already gave away their one of their third-round picks, their fourth-round pick, their sixth-round pick. Now, they have a sixth remaining, I think 2/7. They have 1/3. Of course, you know, right now they still have their first and their second. But, I mean, you know, again, if we're talking about not paying 2 first-round picks, you're going to have to give up more this year. A lot more. All right, 301-230-0980. Let's get to Mark and Largo here before the break. What's up, Mark? How are you?
Hey, what's up, Chris?
What's going on, Mark?
Look, Myles Garrett's not leaving Cleveland. And I'm going to tell you why. Cleveland's got the number two pick. Cleveland's probably going to tell Myles Garrett, if they got any brain sense, look, we get some either Shedeur Sanders or Cam Ward at number two. We have a good defense with you and everybody else. We can be a competitive team and we can start winning. And that may smooth them over. But I do like what Washington – I do like how everything is playing out for Washington. And it's funny how Philadelphia has taken the bait and done what they wanted to do. Chris, I don't know if you've noticed this. This is going to be – get ready. This is going to be an arms race between the Eagles and the Commanders.
Oh, yeah.
From here – from for the rest of the season. But during what else have you, I think if I'm Washington, you take away their biggest strength. Go get Josh Sweat. That's the person you spend the money on. He's 28 years old at the end of March. Go get him. Weaken that defense.
You hurt them. You help yourself. That's fair. And he's a free agent.
And here's the thing, Chris, and this is why a lot of people aren't so happy about this game. You can make the argument last year that the 49ers defense is better than the Eagles defense this year. You could also make the argument last year that Chris McCaffrey is a better running back. Now, he didn't have a great year like Saquon has. Saquon's having a great year. But I would take Chris McCaffrey over Saquon Barkley if you're just going to do an even pose. I would take McCaffrey over Barkley. You could also say that Purdy may be a little bit better than Jalen Hurts with his receivers. He can get the ball down the field and stuff like that. This is a big game, I think. I'm going to tell you something that's going to shock a lot of people, but I think Eagles fans are starting to see it. If the Eagles lose this game, get prepared. Howie Roseman is going to draft the quarterback just like he did in 20. He's going to do it again in 25 because he's looking at Jaden Daniels. He's looking at the future of his team, and here's the other thing he's looking at. Why am I paying $200 million for someone to be a damn game manager if we can't win the Super Bowl 2 times? And this goes back to what Doug Peterson was fired from the Eagles from. If you can recall, Peterson was fired because he said he couldn't win with Jalen Hurts. And if Jalen can't win, he can get you there basically because the conference is weak. You know, if Washington was inexperienced, that's one thing. But if you can't win the Super Bowl, it's going to come back. Now, me personally, I think Jalen Hurts is a good quarterback. I would just take Jaden Daniels over him. And I think I tell every Eagles fan and every Eagle fan notice, if Jaden Daniels was on that team, then I would say yes. I would say Washington, Philadelphia would have a better chance of beating Kansas City in the Super Bowl than they would now. Because, in a sense, you would have a quarterback who can get the ball down, who's comfortable,
yeah,
and is not afraid of his own.
I think Jaden Daniels is more, much more consistent than Jalen Hurts is. That's number one.
Absolutely. Yeah. And that's where I think where Jalen Hurts has hurt, and I think he's been figured out. Now, a lot of people are going to try to do that to Jaden next year.
Yeah.
This is why I say they have to get more talent around Jaden so that they don't figure it out.
I agree. Hey, it's a good call. I got to let you run because I'm way late for the break, but it's a good call. Josh Sweat, I'll give you some numbers on him when we come back, okay? Because that is a name I mentioned today. We mentioned him earlier in the week. That is a name that you certainly could and should keep an eye on, potentially for the Commanders on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app. All right, approaching 3 o'clock right here on a Thursday in the nation's capital. I think Craig Hoffman's going to stop by for a few minutes, talk a little NBA trade deadline, talk a little Super Bowl 59 Commanders in advance of his show coming up at 4 o'clock here on the Team 980. Let's grab a quick phone call. Try and keep the line moving. We'll get to the Real Rooster in Hagerstown. What's up, Real Rooster?
Well, good afternoon there, Rooster.
Good afternoon, Rooster.
Hey, so the other caller that just called in, I like that idea about Sweat coming in, right?
Yep.
I like that. But my main concern for my call was today was because you was complaining once again about a Keurig machine, right?
I wasn't complaining. I was complaining that nobody finished filled up the reservoir.
Right, but you was complaining again like you typically do. Listen,
okay.
It's very easy, Princess. It's very easy, Princess.
Yes.
Take that $120 that you won last week and go buy one and put one in the studio. That way you have it.
You know, Real Rooster, I mean, you are nothing but authentic. An authentic pain in the ass. Nah, I'm just teasing. It's not a bad point. Thank you. It's not a bad point. Maybe I could figure something out here. We do have a closer coffee pot. It's just, with the new Keurig, I was like, well, I mean, I'm not going to, keep doing that. If they're a Keurig, I've got my own little coffee pods here. I'm going to do it. It's just logistics, man. If I have to take an extra timely step, it's hard to do it in 4 minutes. That's all. All right, let's get to Dave in Annapolis here before the top of the hour. Dave, how are you?
Doing great, Rooster. Thanks for taking my call.
Thanks for making it, Dave.
I like the idea of taking Sweat to anybody else available on their offensive line. I think it's a great idea. We should strip Philadelphia, and I like that better.
You want Mekhi Becton, who's been pretty good at right guard for them? Now, you don't necessarily need a right guard long term, but he could presumably move over to left guard. If Cosme's not ready, he could play right guard from the start. If Cosme's ready, then he could presumably play left guard. Maybe you can make something like that work.
I love that. I think that's a great idea. I think we let Peters stick with what he's doing in the draft and try to fill some holes via free agency, but I don't think we should be going after the guy from the Browns. I think it's going to be too costly, too many draft picks, too much money. Let's just keep building.
Yeah, it's interesting that you're saying that, and others have said it as well. I would normally be very much in your camp. Depending on cost, again, if it's 2 first-round picks, a second-round pick, a player, that's a heavy cost. But I find myself leaning towards more like just like Myles Garrett is so special, is so what they need, run defense and pass rush-wise, so durable that I don't know if I can absolutely I'm having trouble already resisting the temptation, and normally I'm not a temptation guy. Appreciate you. Good call. Thank you. Let's take a time out here at the top of the hour. Craig Hoffman will stop by in just a couple of moments, give us his spin on the NBA trade deadline, what the Wizards have done, a Super Bowl 59, Commanders, Myles Garrett, everything in advance. His show on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You?
The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes.
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 50% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale right now and save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a sleeper.
Join our league of clean energy at Graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Marketers, are you ready to make an impact with audio advertising? People are hungry for authentic connections in a world buzzing all around us. How do you cut through the noise and truly reach your audience? Visit stateofaudio.com to see Odyssey's State of Audio, the Trends Report. Uncover the secrets to high-impact creative. Learn how AI is revolutionizing the industry and get ahead of the curve on measurement and audience trends. Don't just stay in the game. Win it. Visit stateofaudio.com and download your free copy.